There are roughly 84 southern resident killer whales left. Scientists believe the lack of food, underwater noise, and pollution have contributed to the decline of these iconic whales. One man is taking the latest orca research into classrooms around the Northwest. Ashley Ahern tagged along on a recent visit to the Eaton Montessori School in Bellevue, Washington.
Hey, good morning.
Jeff Hogan stands at the front of a class of 17 first, second, and third graders. He's the brains and character behind Killer Whale Tales. It's a sort of traveling roadshow that combines science with storytelling.
All right, what are we going to talk about today?
Orcas!
Hogan has presented this program to almost 10,000 kids this year in classrooms from Santa Cruz, California to Bellingham, Washington, which is also the home region for the J, K, and L pods of killer whales of the Northwest.
In fact, last winter, we tagged a whale. Do you want to see how far it swam? Okay, so you guys know where Seattle's at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hogan is talking about some new research, which involved satellite tagging a member of K pod to find out where the whales go in the winter. It had been a mystery until recently. Hogan points at a map on the projector screen.
Watch this. So he's going to notice he leaves the Puget Sound. He heads out to the West Coast, and look at this. Passes Oregon all the way down almost to San Francisco in 14 days. Do you think you could swim to San Francisco in 14 days?
The kids are hanging on his every word. He tells them about how the whales stay with their moms for their whole lives in matriarchal families, or pods. He plays the distinct calls from each pod, and he tells them about the threats to these endangered whales. Top three on the list: lack of food, underwater noise, and pollution. Hogan points at the screen.
What's going down that storm drain there?
Oil.
Oil from what?
Car.
So when all these chemicals like oil or PCBs or flame retardants or weed killer gets into the water, where does it end up?
In the whales.
Does it help them?
No way.
No. Can make them sick, right? Yeah. Can make it harder for their body to fight off infections. It can even make it harder for them to have babies.
Sadie Wright teaches this class. She says the kids look forward to this visit every year, and the information is clearly sinking in.
In every way. In recess, I see them playing the games, and we do at PE. We do an orca salmon echolocation game, and so they are excited to play that again, and they like to write about it, and then they can do free research in class too, and so a lot of them want to just choose to research orcas and do all they can. So.
All right, come on over, orca researchers, come grab a data sheet.
Towards the end of the class, Hogan takes the kids through a play-by-play of a day on the water following one tagged orca as it hunted for prey.
Well, when he surfaced, we drove the research boat over there to find him, and when we got there, guess what? It looked like a unicorn exploded. There was glitter all over the water. Little silver circles about that big. Was it a unicorn?
No.
What were those little silver circles?
Scales.
Scales. What kind of scales?
Chinook.
Chinook salmon scales, right? So, what was he chasing down here?
No.
A fish. Caught it somewhere probably in here, brought it back up to the surface, took his teeth, ripped it apart, swallowed a big chunk. All right.
Whales rule them.
The kids move on to snack time as Jeff Hogan packs up his stuff.
Well, obviously there are a lot of issues that are affecting the whales that we all need to get behind. And I think starting with kids is a perfect way to get them interested. And obviously they're excited and they love it. And it's the hope for the future.
Hogan has reached more than 75,000 kids with his orca research message since 2006. I'm Ashley Ahern in Bellevue, Washington.